Folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's a great line with George Harrison's song. Who am I without you? Who would I be without you listening to me? Just a guy talking to myself, I guess. Anyway, getting back to this. Okay, so Nicki Minaj. Now, here's an interesting one. This is a tweet, by the way. My tears have dried, and I know that no weapon formed against me will prosper. Searching for people who can relate. Hashtag stop human cloning. That's weird. So I went in to take a little further look at this, and I looked at side-by-side comparisons of some celebrities. And it was really weird because, I'll just give you a couple of examples. There's dozens of them in there, folks. And I would, you know, go in there on your own, take a look, decide for yourself. You know, all we're doing is throwing it out here as we do on RBN, and you guys establish your own truth. But give you a couple of examples. Miley Cyrus, you take Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber, stick them side by side, and they look like they could be identical twins. One's a male, one's a female, I give you that. But they look like they could be identical twins. Johnny Depp and Skeet Ulrich. Take those two, put them side by side, and see what you get. You got two identical twins. I mean, and the list goes on and on and on. It's fascinating to go in there and look at. You know, I mean, there are a couple that, yeah, a little bit questionable, but most of them overall look almost identical. So, getting back to this, cloning itself, as we know, has been public knowledge since 1997 when Dolly the sheep was cloned. And according to Science Daily, Dolly the sheep was cloned at the Roslin Institute of Midlothian, Scotland. And she lived there until her death when she was 6 years old. Now, her birth was announced on February 22, 1997. The sheep was originally codenamed 6LL3. The name Dolly came from the suggestion by the stockman who helped with her birth in honor of Dolly Parton, because it was a mammary cell that was cloned. And as we all know, Dolly's got some pretty big memories. The technique that was made famous by her birth is somatic cell nuclear transfer, in which a cell is placed in a denucleated ovum, and two cells fuse and then develop into an embryo. Now, here we go again with that word. Now, I'm starting to realize, folks, we have debunked the debunkers of the debunking so many times over as us, the conspiracy theorists, go because of just those five lies that I played to you. Every one of those conspiracies has been debunked by us, the conspiracy theorists. So I'm beginning to realize that these mainstream articles are throwing that word in there to immediately implant a message to the brain of the mind-numb sheeple that, it, you know, we're full of it, right? We don't know what we're talking about. Well, we all know that we do, but the sheeple don't. So there's that bridge we have to cross with them, right? Okay. Anyway, Fred in Michigan. Take Fred in just a second here. Let me take a break from this. Draw a line in the sand here so I know where to go back to. Fred in Michigan, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing? What's on your mind?
Two things. Earlier you mentioned opium, heroin, poppy fields, Afghan.
Yeah.
On National Parasite Communitarian Radio yesterday, they interviewed a CIA lifer, field agent operative dude by the name of Steve C-O-L-L,
okay.
Steve Cole,
all right,
author of a brand new book entitled Directorate S. And
all right,
relatively soon in the interview, he stated the reason for this ongoing, relentless campaign of peace and justice over there for the Afghan people is because the Taliban is engaged in the global opium, heroin, drug trade, you see. So the Afghan security forces that were established by, of course, Uncle Sammy, U.S. Inc., when they went in there and established a constitutional government, he made that very clear. So this military force must be there to ensure the longevity of that constitutional government, especially since the Taliban threatens the global populace with their heroin drug trade. You see, now what he failed to identify is the irrefutable, incontrovertible fact presented by a group of veterans, American veterans at True Democracy Party. I hope you go there and look this article at TrueDemocracyParty.net entitled "Opium: The Real Reason for the Afghan War." They prove why Pat Tillman was murdered by friendly fire. And they even go into the fact that the Iranian Supreme Court justices issued a declaration for their security people to interdict the Afghan heroin poppy field drug trade operations. Now you know why Iran is being targeted. I'm sure that's a major reason. And, of course, oil has to be the other reason. So I wanted to get that out there. The other thing about Murder, Inc., I call it, Planned Parenthood. The Roman Catholics, I must give credit to whomever is the documentarian of this documentary, which before I called you, I contacted my librarian, and she looked up, on YouTube, the title of this documentary by a Roman Catholic is Blood Money, The Business of Abortion. Blood Money, The Business of Abortion. And that's on YouTube. Okay. Out of Texas is a really marvelous Roman Catholic lady, Abby Johnson.
I just read a quote. Hold on. I just read excerpts of that Abby Johnson interview just 15 minutes ago. Go ahead. I know who you're talking about.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Thank you. Because this gal, I heard her interviewed on a Roman Catholic radio station here in Michigan. And here's what the audience needs to know, which, of course, I never knew. She witnessed on ultrasound a real-time abortion. And
I just reported on that, Fred. I just reported on that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And that was where she reported the fetus was recoiling from Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks. I didn't hear that part.
Okay, well, yeah. I've copied down what you said, I will look into the blood money, the business of abortion. I saw that, you know, when you go into YouTube and you see the documentaries on the side, I saw that in there. I've never clicked on it, but yeah, I'll take a look at that. But one more time, and I got to let you go because I got other callers coming in. But one more time, that article that you said to go into, where, what website is it?
Yes, TrueDemocracyParty.net. TrueDemocracyParty.net, and the article title, Opium, Real Reason for Afghan War. Opium, okay. Real Reason for Afghan War. And if it's ever possible, Mike, Steve, C-O-L-L, if you know, NPR can interview the guy, I bet you could interview him relative to his book. It would be fun to grill the guy sometime.
Yeah, okay. No, I mean, the problem that I have getting guests on is the guest list that RBN has is kind of antiquated, and so I go try to find my own guests, of which I have one on every now and then sporadically. But to get a hold of these people, unless they have a website that specifies a contact number, and even most of the time when they do, you write them a note, they won't contact you back. So it's very difficult to get a hold of these people. I've got his name written down though, and I will try that.
Okay.
Anyway, I gotta let you run here.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, you bet. Thanks for the input. I appreciate it. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, youngin.
Hello.
I never would have pegged Planned Parenthood as being in cahoots with the aspect of getting genes or whatever cells for cloning and all that stuff. I never would have imagined that aspect, but I wouldn't put it past. Now, as far as turning people into cannibals for the past 2 decades, yeah, I could peg him for doing that. As far as using for cell structure for food items and drink items and so forth, and of course people are going to think, oh my gosh, now she's gone off the deep end. Not. Hey, when it comes to genetic engineering, go figure. Now, as far as the cloning aspect goes, a lot of people think, well, you know, these clones, they probably have a soul and all that. Actually, they don't. If it's anything like the theatrical version of Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger and all that, and Robert De Niro, all they have is memories that have been implanted on the cells that are in the what would be construed as a brain, because the reason why they said that Dolly had to be put down or whatever the case was, because, and the reason why they couldn't claim to clone a human is because the human brain was too complex or complicated to do that with, which is a load of crock, especially comparing what they do with computer chips this day and time and then basically grafting neurons onto that that are, I guess, supposed to be human neurons or whatever. Let's get realistic here. But no, the clone itself is only going to have memories of what the original host had. They're not going to have a soul or a spirit, if you will. And so as a result, there's one thing I want to share with you that you are not going to believe, but then again, do you remember a celebrity by the name of Joan Collins?
Yes.
She's even still alive. Well, unless she has a sibling that even remotely after two or three generations looks a lot like her and a lot of resemblances, there's now a Joan Collins that's doing a realtor commercial with another gal or whatever. And I thought, holy cow, that freaked me out when I saw this gal, and I thought, is that Joan Collins? I was like, either she had a major facelift or some other surgical procedure, but I thought, no. It flipped me out when I saw that. And this was something online. You're not probably not going to come across it on the boob tube, for that matter. If you do, I'd be very surprised. Not that many people are going to know who Joan Collins is, for that matter. But
she was on soap operas back in the 70s, if I recall.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And, I mean, she was a drop-dead gorgeous gal, you know, at that time. So I wouldn't put it past them, whatever the case might be, on the cellular level as to what could be created or whatever the case is. So, but I was freaked out by that, and I was like, uh-oh. So anyway,
okay.
I have to applaud you on your research about the cloning and all that and the various commentary that various celebrities are making and so forth, because, I mean, they're dropping hints of what's going on or, for that matter. And if you happen to look online at YouTube or something, you actually come across what they call synthetics, where there are various personalities, celebrity-wise, that are doing some very peculiar actions that seem to be like they're going haywire or something, or just, you know, not they're not making a normal human reaction.
No, I know. I've seen it. I'm not going to get into that too deep today. I just wanted to touch base on this because when you made that comment the other day, I thought I'd look into it. So I'm just kind of giving an overview of it. But thanks a lot for your input. I appreciate it. I got to move along here, Francis.
Thank you.
But, yeah. Okay. Nope. Thanks, Ann. Okay. So look, again, with that word, folks, according to conspiracy theorists, well, we're all, as far as they're concerned, the establishment, we're conspiracy theorists. Humans have been cloned since the 1940s. I don't necessarily agree or disagree with that. It's possible. But it was kept confidential. The first cloned human embryo that to be reported to the public was in 2013. And scientists say it's unlikely for the cloned embryo to develop into a human. But again, the word. Conspiracy theorists are not buying into it. They ask how the scientists are able to clone a sheep but not a human. Now, I'm going to bring this name up, this guy, and I listened to an interview by this guy. I don't know how credible he is. His name is Donald Marshall. And he released a very detailed letter via the internet back in 2012 with claims that he was cloned as a child at age 5. And he was used as a song and sex slave. He made claims that his clone would be best, would be beat and tortured to entertain top entertainment and politically powerful people. He also claimed that popular actor and comedian Bernie Mac was murdered because he spoke out against the torture. Now, according to Marshall, there's about 300 to 400 elite figures that sit in an arena and watch pedophilia, bestiality, and horrible torturing of cloned children and adults. He says his memories were suppressed until he turned about 30 years of age, and the memories of his clone occurs during his dreams. Marshall claims his mother, Catherine McMahon, sold him into sex and torture slavery after he married a man named, or after she married a man named Gordon Calhoun. Now, do I believe that? Do I not believe that? I don't know. folks, but I do know this, is the digging that I have done into this sex trafficking and pedophilia and spirit cooking and John Podesta and all this stuff, these would be the same people. Okay, I'd give Marshall credit for that. But Marshall also claims they used an image of him after being tortured on the Megadeth album, The World Needs a Hero, when he was 23 years of age. He also claims to have written many songs for various celebrities, including Britney Spears, the song called Break the Ice, which he claims is about blowing up cloning centers. He claims Spears is also a clone. Now, we've seen Britney Spears have a meltdown in public. Then they claimed she was crazy and she shaved her head and all that good stuff. But I've listened to the song Break the Ice, and yes, it does. She does sing about blowing up cloning centers. Now, why would she do that? Why would she put that out there? Now, let's see. Do I want to do this or not? I don't know. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till the break, because I'm seeing another clip here that I don't recall. So I'm going to make a copy of it, and I'm going to save that till the break, and then I'm going to determine whether this is supposed to be played or not, because my memory is not always 100%, folks. Now, have you ever noticed that sometimes a certain celebrity seems ever so slightly off? You know, maybe it's an errant beauty mark or the fact that their eyelids have begun to blink sideways. And you can feel in your heart that something's just not right. They just seem to... Now, there was a clip. It was... What's that guy's name? I think it was on ABC. Where the black guy, the guy that used to be very, very heavy, and he lost all the weight. I can't remember his name. But they were talking about a New Year's celebration. Al Roker. There we go. Al Roker, yeah. It was a New Year's Day celebration, and Matt Lauer and I don't remember the woman's name, but Al Roker were there, and they were talking about, you know, the holidays and this and that and the other thing. And the word Holy Ghost was mentioned by Matt Lauer. And as soon as that name was mentioned, Roker went totally dead. He just stood there on camera with a blank stare for about 2 minutes, which was very, very odd. And by the way, you could pull that clip up. Just type into YouTube, Al Roker blank stare, or Al Roker Matt Lauer New Year's Day, and it'll come up. It's very odd. So, this says you can feel in your heart that something is not right. Well, that's because your darling idol is dead. Don't worry, though, because before they were killed, your favorite celebrity was cloned, which means that unlike Paul McCartney, who was simply replaced with a lookalike, that's a story for another day, countless incarnations of your deeply departed could be walking among us for centuries to come. Okay. But how do we know this? Why would anyone let this happen? And am I okay as far as the first two are concerned? A man named Donald Marshall has the answer. The latter is anyone's guess. Then it goes on to talk about Queen Elizabeth here. As Don Marshall revealed on Facebook back in 2011, a clone himself from... according to this article, is an otherwise normal guy who had the bad luck of finding himself in a so-called cloning station run by Queen Elizabeth. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break here. I'm going to play this clip and find out if I'm going to send it over to Mike and air it for you. We'll be back in three.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask. just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point. And through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, it's all.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I'm gonna warn you. This is gonna get a little bit out here on this guy Don Marshall. I'm gonna share it with you. I have read excerpts of an interview with this guy, and there's a number of things that he says that could be true. There's other things that I pick up about this that are so far out there, it's very hard to digest. But I'm gonna share it with you anyway. You can make your own sense of out of it. The editor's note, someone sent me Don Marshall's first YouTube video postings in 2012, and I had intended to post the interviews at the time, but forgetfulness caused me to overlook posting them. Donald has a tremendous amount of info to relay. I'll agree with that. A lot of people, unaware of the darker and deeper workings of the Illuminated Ones, will find Don's info hard or impossible to believe. But it seems to fit with what I've learned over the years. And I'll agree with a lot of that as well, folks. His 2013 and 14 interviews are much clearer in audio quality than the initial 2012 videos. So I posted those interviews at the top. Donald Marshall has so much to say, you'll learn something new in every interview. Even though he's required to essentially retell the same basic story, you can make up your own mind as to what to believe. His explanation of how reptilians enter the human eye, the Eye of Horus symbol, in order to access the brain and take over the body is fascinating, to say the least. Donald interprets this as shape-shifting and says the David Icke version of shape-shifting is BS. Marshall refers to this type of takeover reptilian as Vrill. V-R-I-L-L. However, there's photographic and video evidence of human-alien hybrids shape-shifting into reptilian form, so we should keep an open mind and not rush to judgment. Marshall does come across as a sincere person, and if his statements about David Icke are true, then so be it. But we should weigh his statements all the time. Marshall says he's never seen Icke's version of shape-shifting at the cloning center, also called cloning station, but reports he has seen David Icke there and says David is controlled and only reveals what he is permitted to reveal. It's important to note that the individuals that Donald Marshall described as being seen at the cloning center are human clones of the original person whose consciousness, according to Marshall, has been transferred into the clone's body while the original person is home in bed in REM sleep. Marshall says that only certain chosen individuals are allowed to retain walking memories of or waking memories of what occurs at the cloning center, and that he was allowed to retain these memories when he turned 30 years old. Most of these interviews are friendly and open to what Marshall has to say. The two puffed-up geniuses on the March 21, 2014 interview are generally hostile and want to debunk him, but he maintains his cool nonetheless, despite their attempts to sandbag him. And according to Donald Marshall, the Inner Earth reptilians, of which there are more than one group, prefer to identify their species as Saurian, the type of reptilian that takes over the body of the human being in a process called body snatching or hosting. Has a very different physical appearance, eye on stalks, for example, than the tall, green-brown, scaly reptilians which David Icke describes. Marshall describes two types of human cloning. Replication involves growing a clone from babyhood into adulthood in the normal time span, while duplication involves growing a full-size adult clone in a tank in the space of about 5 months that, when activated, are animated by a human consciousness. And these are clones seen at the cloning centers. Now, apparently, most Hollywood celebrities no longer want to participate in the entertainment horrors presented at the cloning centers, but are too afraid of saying anything for fear of being killed, e.g. Whitney Houston. It seems they are hoping that Donald Marshall will carry the ball for them and make those activities widely known. The editor's thoughts on this is that they have been doing this for a long time. He has heard some of their leaders are cloned. He can see them taking great thinkers and cloning them, and it is interesting how they keep parts of brilliant people, too, probably for cloning lately, for example, JFK's brain and Albert Einstein. How could they keep JFK's brain? I thought his brains were blown out. Well, anyway, this information is far more interesting and intriguing than anything you've heard to date, although it's not pretty. Listen and come to your own conclusion. The articles listed further below will also explain a great deal. Ken. Ken who? I don't know. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so we'll just take that under advisement, and we'll go to break in a minute. When I get back, I'm going to come full circle on this, folks, I think. Let's see. Because I had, when I started this out, we were talking about this massive lie with the Russian collusion thing. So I'm going to bring this full circle when we come back and get back to the guy in charge of this. Be right back. Stick around. More to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I was perusing through my emails here during the break, and for some reason, you know, I have a lot of different slots opened and stuff I can flip back and forth to. So my email, it's kind of slow to come up sometimes. But I got an email from Tom Clark. It says, "Dear Mike, do you know that the Holocaust, you do know that the Holocaust and the true reasons behind World War II is about as real as Osama bin Laden's burial at sea?" Yes, Tom, I'm very aware of that. He goes on to say, "People give Joseph Goebbels credit for thinking he was talking about how the Germans lie. Not the case." No, I use that quote because Goebbels made that quote. But it's interesting that you bring that up, Tom, because I'm going to share a story with you folks about World War II. And I want you to take, not today, I'm not going to do it, but probably tomorrow. I want you to take what I give you from that with, put yourself in the position of Germany at that time when Hitler came to power, the reasons why he came to power, which I'm going to lay out for you, and the reason that he ultimately invaded Poland. And by the way, there was three reasons he did it, and he was being provoked by Poland, even to the point where Poland had fired on three Lufthansa civilian aircraft of Germans, because the Polish were bolstered in the fact that they knew that if they were threatened or attacked by Hitler, that according to England and France, they were going to come to the rescue. What they didn't know is the size of the military, the German military that had been created over those past however long it was that it took him to do it. But I'm not going to get into too much about that. But in, back to the reference with this email that is sent. Yes, Tom, I know that. I'm very familiar with it. And I will affirm that when I cover this other issue tomorrow. So thank you for the email. I appreciate that. And as long as I'm in emails here, folks, let me see if this thing is sped up enough to where I can get to the other one. Let's see. Oh, okay. Yes, Florida school shooting suspect linked to white supremacist group. Well, isn't that a surprise? Now, I've just clicked on it. It's not coming up quite yet. But I got a call from Steve Elkins yesterday. And I actually got a message from Mike, my engineer, saying that, well, you know, this school, there was 17 people shot in this Florida school yesterday. And, you know, I got a couple of reports on it. But then I also found out yesterday that there was, coincidentally, a drill that was being put on just before this shooting happened. So, let's see. So this particular, let's see if I can pull this up real quick here and see what this has to say. So bear with me just a second, folks. See if I can pull up what Twinkles has to say here. Come on. What's the deal? There we go. Let's see. This is out of ABC News, so we know it's a lie already. Why is it so slow? Oh, Florida school shooting suspect linked to white supremacist group. What a surprise. The Anti-Defamation League, a civil rights watchdog, told ABC News they have information that they believe to be credible, linking Nicholas Cruz, the Florida school shooting suspect, to a white supremacist group called the Republic of Florida. Who's giving this information to him? What a surprise. The Anti-Defamation League, the Jewish people. That's a white supremacist that's caused this. Okay, well, that tells me that I'm better than 50% sure now that it was a false flag. What else have we got? That's it. I got to get out of this because there's a commercial that has come up that is speaking in my ear here. So let's get back to this. Why are the Democrats so obsessed with Russia? Well, the issue of Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election has intensified an already deep and bitter partisan divide. It's beyond deep and bitter, okay? It's crazy. And I'm alluding to the left here. The Democrats and the broader progressive community argue that a hostile nation worked to defeat Hillary Clinton and install a president that Moscow could influence, perhaps even control. And here's some more Kool-Aid, folks, right? I mean, can you actually believe these people that watch this stuff and digest it? These allegations have become increasingly shrill and over the top, and in the process, they have chilled debate on U.S. policy towards Russia and created an atmosphere of intolerance and guilt by association disturbingly reminiscent of the McCarthy era, way back in 1950. And it is astonishing how outlandish some of the comments have become. A recent example was the speculation that MSNBC contributor John Heilman engaged in when Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, sought to make public the memo that the committee majority approved about possible FBI abuses during the investigation of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Heilman asked Democrat Senator Chris Murphy, and I quote, "Is it possible that we actually have a Russian agent running the House Intel Committee on the Republican side?" Unquote. It was the second time that Heilman raised that absurd notion on the air. Where do they get these people? Okay, he is accusing Devin Nunes of being a Russian agent. I mean, how far over the top are they going to get before the American public finally realize that they're being poisoned by this ridiculous Kool-Aid? And other progressives have wildly exaggerated that supposed Russian threat to America's security and domestic liberty. And during the 2016 campaign itself, Clinton asserted that Donald Trump would be Putin's puppet. The accusations have grown wilder and more inflammatory since then as Democrats hype the dangers that Russia's apparent election meddling posed. And during a March 2017 House Homeland Security Committee session, Democrat Republican Bonnie Watson Coleman accused Russia of engaging in outright warfare against the United States. She says, and I quote, "I think this attack that we've experienced is a form of war, a form of war on our fundamental democratic principles," unquote. She's a Democrat. Let me remind you of that, folks. Can we take with any credence anything any of these people has to say? I mean, seriously? Come on. But, hey, she was hardly unique in using such hyperbole. During House Intelligence Committee hearings that same month, several of Coleman's Democratic colleagues made similar alarmist statements. Democrat Representative Jackie Speier insisted that Russia's activities were indeed, quote, an act of war, unquote. Democrat Eric Stalwell echoed that assertion, citing the alleged Russian hacking of the Democratic National Committee and other targets. And Stalwell stated, and I quote, "We were attacked by Russia," unquote. "And that attack was ordered by Vladimir Putin," unquote. I'm sorry. You have to ask yourself what kind of meds these people are on and what psychiatrists they're frequenting, folks. Okay, so anyway. Democrat Representative Denny Heck explicitly compared Russia's actions to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Worries about Russia, he insisted, had nothing to do with politics. Instead, this is about patriotism. Do they even know the word? Oh, my God. Okay, this is about patriotism, folks. This is the Ruskies are attacking our patriotism here. This is about country and the very heart of what this country is built on, which is open, free, trusted elections. What this country is built on is a bunch of dilapidated, psychotropically drugged-induced left-wing liberals that make up their own stuff, believe it, and then spew it forth absurdly on the mainstream media and expect us to believe it, too. I'm sorry. Okay, all right, I'm settled on. Let me take a breath. Okay, all right, ready? Such threat inflation is not confined to House members. Democrat Senator Ben Cardin, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, similarly described the election meddling as an attack and likened it to a political Pearl Harbor. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Remember him, folks? He's the guy that got the election stolen, but they bought him a house, so it's okay. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders asserts that Russia's attack on our democracy is of enormous consequence. Now, ask yourself the question, how long did it take them to first contrive the lie and then convince themselves that the lie was really true? Remember, fake news is real and real news is fake. The question of who you tune in to listen to, folks, right? All right, you know who you're listening to. We listen to mainstream news. Everything that comes out of there is fake. But they allow these fools to make idiots of themselves and come on the mainstream news and compare this to a Pearl Harbor event, all right? As Clinton's smear of Trump and Heilman's attack on Nunes illustrate, the progressive hysteria about Russia dovetails into impugning the integrity of anyone who disputes the narrative that Russia poses an existential threat to America and its democratic system. Sanders epitomizes the technique with his Twitter comment that, and I quote, "We need to know whether the president's foreign policy serves the best interests of our country or the best interests of Russia." Oh, my God. This is getting serious, folks. I mean, what, you know, when they stage these false flags attacks and they entwine in it four psychological evaluations, maybe it's not a bad idea if they're going to give the Democrats the four psychological evaluation, all right? Let's see. Targets of such McCarthyism extend far beyond Trump and his inner circle. Figures receiving similar treatment include Jeffrey Taylor, the columnist for The Atlantic, University of Chicago professor and dean of the Realist School among the U.S. international relations scholars, John Mearsheimer, a conservative writer and former presidential candidate, Pat Buchanan, and an assortment of journalists with a wide range of ideological orientations, such as an American conservative's Dan Larrison, The Intercept's Glenn Greenwald, and the Boston Globe's Stephen Kinzer. Epithets such as apologists, stooges, Russian trolls and useful idiots appear frequently in attacks on these maverick foreign policy critics, and many of those attacks occurred before the 2016 election, indicating that the anti-Russia hysteria and the vitriol has much deeper roots than concerns about Moscow's interference in that election. Now, even if one concedes the allegations that Russia engaged in election meddling, the response of progressives is wildly excessive. It is preposterous to compare cyber espionage with the bloody Pearl Harbor and 9/11 attacks. Indeed, such a comparison trivializes the tragedy and horror of those episodes. And moreover, even if Moscow's interference did take place, it is hardly an act of war. Indeed, it is not materially different from what the United States has done in dozens of countries, including democratic countries. Progressives need to adopt a course correction. Those who sincerely believe their shrill rhetoric needs to get a grip and not succumb to Russia derangement syndrome, those who are cynically using the anti-Russia hysteria as a club with which to beat the Trump administration, need to pause and consider how their actions are triggering a second Cold War with the one power that has the military wherewithal to destroy America. And in either case, their current behavior is doing this country a grave, very grave, disservice. That's an understatement. Okay. All right, where are we going from? Oh, I know. I wanted to get into this other thing with you here, folks. I wanted to pull this full circle and bring it back around to Mueller. You know, the guy that Rosenstein hired to do this FAUX investigation on Donald Trump. Just to kind of give you more of an insight of who this guy is, okay? Now, I didn't hear this. This says, according to Bob Mueller, this is what Bob Mueller thinks of himself, right? Okay. Bob Mueller is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life, according to Bob Mueller. Okay. All right. Bob Mueller believes, again, that he's the kindest, bravest, warmest guy in the world. By divine pre-election and predestination, Mueller was raised, for those of you who do not know, within a secret core inner circle of the Calvinist Masonic Luciferian philosophy that is by far more secret, dangerous, and satanic than Calvinist Protestantism. Reformist preacher Calvin taught the predestination by unconditional divine law, the idea God has chosen some from birth for salvation in heaven and all others, the unchosen, for damnation in hell. Calvinist Protestantism in itself leaves entire impunity to private oppression, except for a few temporal rules generally framed and always applied by the oppressors themselves. In Calvinist Protestantism, truth, righteousness, fairness, and justice is no factor to God's salvation and heaven for the unchosen. Secret Calvinist Masonic Luciferian philosophy, the ancient evil God set, Seth, Satan, Apep, or Apophis, dragon, is Lord and God. On May 17th, 2017, pathological liar, now I don't agree with this, a pathological liar, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and his Department of Justice, in the face of rising pressure from Capitol Hill and the masses, named former FBI agent Robert Mueller III as special counsel to investigate the alleged Russian interference of 2016. Now, it was Rod Rosenstein that did that, buddy. Okay. It seems that Mueller didn't even have to think about accepting the job as the special counsel to investigate Trump and Russia for the Justice Department and the people. From the very first start, he has been an eager beaver, a Johnny on the spot, off and running, if you will. That's because he's the fixer. That's because he's the choker, and he has been for a long time, folks. The New York Times reported that Mueller is planning to demand congressional committees investigate Russia, Trump, and other related matters. He also is likely to remove and lock up all the Justice Department's evidence from congressional eyes. That's the way Robert Mueller, shadow government, and the Illuminati roll. Oh, I see. Okay. Robert Mueller might just be America's straightest arrow, a respected, nonpartisan, and fiercely apolitical public servant whose only lifetime motivation has been the search for justice. Who is this guy? Okay, I'm sorry. Let me continue. He was the most influential and longest-serving FBI director since J. Edgar Hoover himself, and someone who has settled since his retirement from government in 2013 into being that rare voice beyond reproach that companies and organizations recruit to lead investigations when they need to tell shareholders or the public that they've hired the most reasoned and respected person they can find, someone who will pursue a case wherever it leads without fear or favor. He became the first FBI director to serve a complete 10-year term since Hoover, only to then see Barack Obama reappoint him for a special 2-year term. That gives him credibility, folks. Now, there's integrity for you, okay, because Obama extended his term. Remember Obama, the same one with Hillary Clinton, that according to Cody Snodgrass, you know, conspired to steal the gold out of Muammar Gaddafi's palace when they overthrew him? That guy. Okay, well, we gotta go to a break. I'm getting off kilter here, folks. Okay, we'll be back in 3. Final segment coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around, more to come. A little bit more.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
All right, folks, we're back with the final segment of The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Does that make me crazy? No, I'm as sane as they come, folks. A couple of quick experts. Ken in Fort Worth, I'll get to you in a minute. Robert Mueller, America's straightest arrow. Fiercely apolitical public servant whose only lifetime motivation has been the search for justice. I had a vision during the break, folks. They get up behind the podium. They have this serious look on their face like they mean business. The integral look of, you know, the stern, cold, yes, we're about justice. But the whole time they're winking and nodding and throwing the devil sign at their colleagues, because the truth of the matter is they're laughing at the sheeple behind their back because they know everything they say is a lie. Ken in Fort Worth, you're on with Michael. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
I used to watch Joe McCarthy live in 1954.
Okay.
Everybody watched him. I wrote a Freedom of Information Act to tell me all. I make DVDs of all the films that they took of him. All three stations had him, and I no answers. But anyway, that was way before Kennedy's episode in '62. I think it was a legitimate threat. Now, is Russia playing dead now?
Are they playing dead now? What do you mean?
Are they pretending to be good guys?
Are they pretending?
Was it 1954, 5, 6, 7? No, I don't think so. Or else they're playing dead.
I don't think they're playing dead. I just think they're taking care of their own business in their own country. You know, and they're actually, they're sitting outside the ring looking at this farce going on in this country, and they're laughing their hind ends off. That's what they're doing.
With the Soviet Union, I was in Germany in '63. They East Germany, there were Russian troops over there, and they could have come across when they wanted to, except the United States was firing cannons and guns along the border to let them know not to come in. But anyway, I believe that was a real threat from Russia.
Okay.
Not now.
No, Russia's not a threat. They're taking care of their own business in their own country, and they're protecting Syria. They're protecting their ally, Syria, from invasion from us and Israel. Okay, so, you know.
Doesn't the Bible say Russia is going to go into Israel?
I don't know. You talking about Gog and Magog? Is that what you're talking about?
Something. But anyway,
You're breaking up really bad, Ken. I can't.
I'm sorry. I got the wrong phone. But are they in the foothills of going into Israel now?
Who, the Russians? Not that I know of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm asking you. You're all over the board today. Okay, now with clones, I'm not convinced there are clones. Maybe there are. Maybe they're not. Are you convinced?
No. I'm the same camp as you. I'm not convinced they are or they're not. I'm just throwing it out there for people to disseminate the information, Ken. I'm out of time. I got to run, buddy. Your phone line is really bad. Okay, sorry. End of another day, folks. We'll be back same time, same station tomorrow. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Hitler tomorrow, I think. So stay out of trouble, and I'll see you same time. Bye.
I paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.